got your Bibles just for a little while tonight, turn to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, and we're going to start with verse number 6. It says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways, and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually, he soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy." Just for a little while tonight, I want to preach on, wake up, you sluggard, and smell the roses. Brother Jared, lead us in a word of prayer. Yes. I believe you'll agree with me tonight that you can't look out and watch the news. Look out in this generation and realize that, boy, God's got them pegged, amen. We've got a lazy, sluggard generation. And we as a church, I tell you what, we don't ever want it to be said that we raising children that are going to be lazy, amen. And I can say this by example. You know, when your children are young, and I can see it in my grandchildren, boy, Carter and Chandler, they're the first time they're going to be preached at tonight, amen. They're going to love it. They love to get all those toys out, and they'll throw them everywhere. They have a great time from the time they get up until the time they call it quits. But if you ask them or tell them, look, you need to pick up those toys, rebellion's coming, amen. The fun has stopped. You have to teach them. You know, work doesn't have to be fun, amen. You know, we've come and we're in a lazy generation. And you know, I saw this thing on Fox News and on Facebook. Did you see those thieves? Thieves everywhere. You know why we got so many thieves? They're too lazy to work, amen. That one black gentleman run in that station, in that filling station, and that older white guy, buddy, that black guy pulled up an AR. Next thing you see is boom, shotgun blast. And as he's running out, he keeps screaming, "He shot my arm off! He shot my arm off!" I've watched it many times. He better be glad, because I'd have had that dude center mass. He would have been drugged out of that store, amen. Too lazy to work. I'm going to tell you what, we've got a generation of kids and of young adults that just don't want to work, amen. They'd rather kill and they'd rather thieve than have to work or sponge off the government, amen. I'm going to tell you what, never let it be said that we raise a generation here in this church like that, amen. I'm going to tell you what, each and every one of us or these children, if God don't catch them as a brand from the burning and save them, they liable to be the next one on TV, amen. You better teach them, you better demand and show them how to work by example, amen. The next one, I don't know if you saw it, but it was another filling station store. And this little Oriental guy, and I'll tell you what, a couple of guys walked in, and I'm going to tell you what, they started ransacking, and he finally gave them some things and said, just go. Well, the smaller one here, and they both had hoodies on, he jumped over that counter, buddy, and when he did, that Oriental guy done had something, and he started stabbing him. Buddy, he stabbed him, and I'll tell you what, he was going up top stabbing, and then all of a sudden he got him in the femoral. And you heard, you could tell he was a white boy. He said, I'm dead. I'm dead now. Stop, I'm dead. He deserved to die, amen. That's what we've got here in America, amen. We have grown a generation of kids up that do not know how to work and don't want to work. A lazy generation. The Bible says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Isn't it funny how God uses this, uses an ant? Have you studied on an ant or ever you watching an ant hill? They always working, amen. They always grabbing leaves and little stems and they're taking them down. You know why? Because it's in them to work and take care of business, amen. They're in such a way that when they grab some leaves and some things that they won't take it down while it's wet. It'll have to be dry so it won't spoil, amen. God says, consider the ant, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food in the harvest. How long without sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? I'm going to tell you what, you hadn't got a person here that loves a little nap better than I do in the daytime, amen. But I'll tell you what, it should never supersede your working, amen. Mark just said today, oh, it'd be nice to be able to go to sleep. He didn't just drive about 10 hours in the last 2 days, amen. It'd have been nice to sit at home and work on the farm, I tell you what. Little gig there, but he stays busy. But we got a lazy generation, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what, isn't it a shame that you'd rather draw a check from the government than to go out and earn your own living? I'm going to tell you what, that's what we've got. And I'll tell you, never forget, any time you take anything from the government, it comes with a price, amen. You are a slave to the government, and it's going to get worse. Yet a little sleep and a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. I'm going to tell you what, America is going bankrupt as we speak. Too much handing out. Not enough demanding, hey, get out and get you a job. Lazy generation. You children right here, this is for you. Make sure that you realize that it's your place and your place to grow up and know how to work, amen? No job ought to be too little or too big for you to do that. I remember when we moved back from Fort Worth from a church that I was picking up cigarette butts and condoms at the place in Nacogdoches, apartment houses, for $5 an hour. You say, I wouldn't do that. I tell you what, it brought money in, amen. It wasn't honorable. It made you sick at your stomach, but it was a job until we got something better, amen? I'm going to tell you what, the children and the young folks that I see out of here are despicable. Not here, but in the world. I try to hire some people on the cruise. Pay them $100 a day starting out just to sweep a broom, and they're too good for that. They got to have $200-$300 a day. Or they'll just soon stay home and sponge off the government or mother and daddy. May I remind you, Mother and Daddy, that your children will sponge off of you as long as you let them. It's your responsibility. It's nothing wrong with staying at home until God sends them on otherwise. But I'm going to tell you what, to let them sit home and do nothing is a shame and a disgrace. There's always something can be done. What about helping out at the house? Always something to be done. God tells us, consider the ant. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. I'm going to tell you what, we live in a generation that don't want to work and start out at the bottom and work your way up. I'm going to start out and I'm going to be the boss. I'm too good to just be a worker. You ever seen the Bible talks about them winking people? You can't ever take them serious. You don't know where they're coming from and whether they're serious or just playing around. They don't want to work. They want to work with their hands. Hey, you do this, you do that, you do this. And I'm going to tell you what, we've got a generation of young folks that I'll tell you is good about telling people what to do, but not so good about working, amen. May I remind you young people that I'll tell you what, you start out at the bottom and work your way up. And it'll be honorable in the sight of God and the sight of man. Amen. You don't have to start out at the top. It's okay to start out at minimum wage and work your way up. It's okay to do that. He winketh with his eyes. He speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. God's telling us this generation that we've got out here now is going to be broken up. It's already without remedy. I'm going to tell you what, it's a shame and a disgrace of what I see on the news and what I see in America. Amen. From the top down to the bottom, amen? Never let it be said that we at Alphaby Baptist are not showing our children and telling them and teaching them the work habit that they need to be. Because you know why? A lazy person on a job will be a lazy person in the house of God. Did you know that? There's work to be done. Oh, I know we've got staff that cleans, that does the little odds and ends, that mows the grass. And hey, I know how you Baptists think. Well, they're getting paid to do that. Well, why don't you do that? Well, yeah, get you some of it. I'm going to tell you what, it's honorable to help down at the house of God. And we can be lazy down here and expect everything to get done. But we sure don't want to expect ourselves to do any of the helping, amen? Well, I'm too busy. It's no excuse. When there's things to be done, it ought to be for all of us. And I'm preaching to myself right now. Who are you speaking to me? Well, I'm too busy. I already got four jobs. The first 40 hours is okay, but the second 40, I gripe the whole time. But it's still no excuse how busy that I am that I can't be ready and willing to help out at the house of God no matter what it is. So just remember these times when the preacher's away or if he's here. If I'm 3 hours away and there needs to be a call, don't hesitate to call. And I'll go ahead and tell you the truth. I'm just looking for a reason to get out anyway. I love to hear Alex say, "Run, Daryl, run." But you see what I'm saying? God teaches us this thing. Consider the ant. Well, they're too busy. They're always working. God said, consider the ant. Consider them. So where do we stand tonight individually? Are we just a little lazy? Now, I'm not pointing at anybody. I'm pointing at myself. Some of you are getting green here at the end. But we can get lazy, amen, and not even know it. So a little wake-up call never hurts each and every one of us, especially me, because I needed that sermon right there. So let's all stand. Brother Terry, why don't you dismiss us?